Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Sitting up there, jacked with Pepsi.
I'm there for the pack out. You just got to pack me in.
Committed to the bow early on. Like, I love getting close and putting up.
You cover a range of stuff on here too, right? Like,
we call this the THP World Headquarters.
You know, my grandpa Roy Weatherby.
I came into like that golden little pocket where there was like four or five different bowls. Just
you're Canadian. We're doing a Canadian podcast.
My name's Douglas Oates.
I'm Robbie Denning.
Roy Campbell.
Fitness, training, all that stuff. Now, I know so many guys that they got an elk hunt plan for September 1st.
Yep.
August 15th comes around. They're like, okay, that's it. I got to get in shape for my elk hunt. And, you know, obviously that's not enough time, but a lot of them sometimes suffer injuries. Mm-hmm. They, you know, sometimes bite off more than they can chew in their scouting. They think, oh, you know, I'm going to go here. I've heard there's lots of elk here. This looks really elky. This is the place I want to go to. And then obviously when you're looking at something from a topo map or a Google Earth, when you actually go to put your boots on the ground, you're like, whoa. You know, I might not be physically fit enough to, you know, set off in an adventure here for 5 to 7 days. And then not only that, if you're successful and you kill an elk, you know, or a mule deer or whatever, right? Now yeah. We're talking, this yep. is a whole new animal. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to get people involved and get them getting after it now in February. So they're ready for September 1st, not waiting. So, I mean, we're, you know, I train year round, as my listeners know, I'm pretty hardcore when it comes to training, some say. You don't have to do that. But I mean, I think if you slowly chip away at these things now, you know, if you yeah. spend 3 to 5 days a week chipping away with it, half an hour here, an hour here, you're going to build up. You're going to start finding over time, over a 6 month period, you're going to be exactly where you need to be come September 1st.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's start with maybe if you can just tell the listeners who don't know a little bit about yourself and Mountain Tough.
Yeah, I'm Weston Paul. I'm the director of business development at Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab, we are a fitness app, actually. And so our roots are where we got our start, what we're ingrained in, what we're passionate about is backcountry hunting, backcountry adventures, honestly, like when it comes down to it. So for us, we understood quite a long time ago, it started in 2016, that the backcountry hunter wasn't preparing themselves adequately for what would occur in the field. And so that's what we're talking about here is like, start now, like starting, you know, 2 months before or a month before or 2 weeks before is too late. What it really takes is the intentionality of think about like, I'm like, you all know hockey. You know how much training goes into hockey, right?
Yep.
Like that level of training should go into your backcountry hunt so that you can go and have the best experience possible because you put so much time and energy and money into it. It's like, gosh, it'd be a shame if you wasted that, right? We don't want you to waste it at all. So fitness is what we're passionate about. So like, that's why we launched the fitness app. That's why we launched the programs that are contained within the fitness app to get people on a path and start them training early and often so that they have the confidence going into the season that, yes, they are going to shoot something. Yes, they are going to pack it out. And to top it off, should they need to do a pack out the next day, they say yes to that and they go do it again because they're not so devastated that they can't walk, you know? That's like the pinnacle. I always say that to people. I'm like, because not a lot of people are in that instance where they've packed an elk out and then they get a call from a buddy the next day. And you have the question in your mind, like, should I do it? Can I do it? Your answer should be yes. You should be so prepared to go. Your body should recover in enough time, like overnight, so that you can go and do that again and help your buddy out and make that such an awesome experience for them. So that's what we're passionate about. That's why with the Mountain Tough Fitness app, we're able to offer those programs and put people into the training blocks that they need so that they can train. Like literally, if you're a backcountry hunter, think of yourself as a true professional athlete and train year round. So blocks of training go into each season. There's seasonality and everything as there should be. One of my buddies a long time ago joked, he's like, yeah, bears, you know, they hibernate in the winter, right? And I was like, us as humans, we have a tendency to hibernate or put on a little extra weight in the winter. And I'm like, the one thing you know about a bear is that they're going to go and they're going to exert some effort when they crawl out of hibernation as we as humans tend not to exert as much effort when we come out of hibernation. So,
yeah. Man. So, unfortunately, some humans, their hibernation period is a little longer than the bears is. So
yes. Yeah.
but we're going to fix that. We're going to get people sign up for this app. And you mentioned time there. And that's the biggest thing is like time equals money. Time yeah. equals, you know, for most of us, I mean, I myself hunt a lot as my listeners know, but for, you know, the average guy, he's going to maybe get 10 days of hunting in a year.
Yep.
So now if you're spending that 10 days of your vacation time, that's time away from work. That's money that you're not bringing in. That's time away from your family, which is even more valuable than money. So if you're not prepared for these 10 days, then, you know, it's just such a waste. It's such a waste, mm-hmm. especially when you have 355 days a year to prepare for it.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. So let's get into the app a little bit. First of all, where can we find the app?
Yeah. So mountaintough.com. So mtntough.com is where you can find us. Our app and all the information about it are located there. You can find us in the app store and all of that as well, but through our website is the best place to get an idea of what the app is and what it entails and kind of look through and start understanding the process that goes into even like thinking about training specifically for an event such as a 10-day hunt. So that's where we'll get you all the information and you can take a look at it and see. I'm like, we have so many people that have started this process. And they've gone through it and like we're venturing on 24,000 subscribers in the app. So it's an amazing community of people that are out there training day in and day out. And not all of them are looking forward to hunts, but a bulk of them are too. So we still get aspirational athletes too. It's like, oh, this has been great for my mountain biking. And this has been great for my skiing or my backpack trip. But by and large, we are backcountry hunters. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I got into this app and, you know, I have it's a fairly strict workout routine, you know, with my running coach and then, you know, my physical, you know, my weightlifting coach and all that stuff, the guys I work with doing that. It's funny, like when I first went to my running coach and I said, man, I need, you know, last year I was training for a 100 and I suffered an injury, a hip injury. And, you know, that was it, blew it out. And, you know, unfortunately I was still able to hunt, but, you know, when I went to him this year and said, hey, I need to hire you because my running, you know, I'm obviously doing something wrong. If I'm getting injured, I'm overtraining. I'm not, you know, focusing on my rest days. I'm just not doing it right. My process is all wrong. So I need your help. And he's like, okay, what's your ultimate goal? And I said, well, I'm a bow hunter. And there was just like a blank like he's waiting for me to add to it. Like, and I was like, and he's like, okay. And he's like, so what are you training for? I'm just, I'm training for hunting. And he's like,
yep.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Like, he was just like, looked blank faced me. And he's like, he didn't comprehend. He's like, well, you know, don't you just drive around in a truck and like see deer and shoot it? So now that he knows me, obviously he's approaching it a little different. But like you said, you're right. Like, we need to look at backcountry hunting as an athlete and as athletes do. And as such, we should be training as athletes. We should be focusing on our rehab as athletes do, something I strongly need to work on.
Yes.
And I started going through this app and I found like just so many great things and things that I really found, you know, like I said, I have a really strict workout routine, but still there is stuff in here that I'm going to use. Like, you got stuff on nutrition, mental, spiritual health, which I love. I love diving into that. I love listening to podcasts on mental toughness, you know, all that stuff. I'm just a junkie when it comes to that. And like, group workouts are really great because, you know, for me, working out with my family is very important. I want to get my kids involved in physical fitness at a young age. So when they're my age, they're able to do the things that I'm still doing at 45, that guys that are 25, you know, some of them who don't keep up with this aren't able to keep up with me. So it's, you know, it's got something for everyone, which I really like. So let's walk us through the app a little bit now that, you know, people, you've gone and you signed up. You've used the Focus promo code, which I'll add in the notes of the show.
Yeah.
And then let's just walk through this and we'll kind of go over some of the stuff that people can expect to look at once they get into it.
For sure. For sure. So yeah, going from the website, and then you can start a trial in the app. We always have a standard 14-day free trial. So that comes with everybody across the board. Like, there's no risk involved in it, but for Focus Hunting podcast listeners, FHP30 is the code to add an additional 30 days onto that. So you've got a month and a half of like literally free training. We tell people that are the laggards, the ones who are like right before the like a month out from the hunt. They're like, just grab the app and do it. Like, do it for these next, you know, 30 days, and you'll have a better experience. But we're thrilled to offer that and just let people check it out as you've done and taking a look, like, where we fit into your routine. Right now, if you don't have a routine, we're just trying to meet you where you're at. So we want to put a plan in people's hands. Not everybody has the ability to hire a coach or has those goals of running 100 or like doing any of that stuff too. So for our subscriber and somebody that's new coming in here, we want to usher you in. We have a full on-ramp program. And so that ranges from body weight to minimal gear, just like low impact, get yourself moving, gain some confidence, gain some mobility back. And then we'll transition from there into a foundation program. So we're taking you on this journey because a lot of people just need a place to start. We just need to know where to start. So that's what we're really big on. Yes, the badass backcountry bow hunter who does all this stuff, like, that's a very small number. We want you to get to that point. And we will take you on that journey for sure. So starting with on-ramp, going through foundation, and just knowing that some people just need body weight. Some people have minimal gear, don't want to buy a whole bunch. Some people have access to a gym, whether you're going to a gym, you have a work gym, or maybe you've built out a home gym too. So we've got programs for all of those disciplines, so to speak. The big thing for us is that convenience and then the coaching. So a lot of our programs that you'll see, especially the beginner programs, there's going to be a coach there. You press play, you follow along, you get the cues, you get the good form, so that you're getting those basics down. And then we'll move into the bigger programs that we have, or those training blocks. And those ones, we just know that people, they don't need the coach there all the time for them anymore. They want the plan. They want it outlined, and they want to go. So you'll see that in our Backcountry Hunter Series program. So if people start and they've gone through on-ramp and they've gone through foundation, they'll oftentimes want to get into the Backcountry Hunter program. And where we're at right now is post-season strength. So that's the training block that people are in the Backcountry Hunter Series right now. And those are just outlined for you. You go and do the workout on your own, at your own pace. And what we're doing is we're packing on the strength that you've lost over the course of the hunting season. And maybe we all went through the holidays, we packed on a little bit of that hibernation weight, so we needed to get rid of some of the fat too. But building muscle is the best way to do that as well. So those are the blocks that we're going to ultimately probably get you into. We still have options for people that are just like the busy business professional that just needs a burner workout. We have minimal gear dailies. They're called MGDs. They're right at the top in the app, and they are the best workout that you can get. And we'll go through blocks. We do month blocks in those where there's a specific focus, because even being where we're at in Montana, we're in the winter. We're not outside, you know, on the trails. Maybe we're skiing, but we know that as we transition into the spring, we want to get out. We want to start trail running. So those MGDs are always in specific blocks too, those month-long blocks. So just the offerings for a lot of different people, because not everybody is the same, but we're trying to appeal to like what your preferences are. So
yeah, and that is huge, man. Like one thing I tell people, you know, for guys like myself and, you know, guys that are a little younger than me, you know, you don't have a lot of time. You find like you have three kids at home, or you have two kids, even one kid's a lot of work, and then you have work, and then you have like extracurricular activities and soccer and blah, 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 and all this stuff. You're very limited on time. Now, I always tell people you have to find something you love to do. Not everybody loves running. Not everybody loves lifting weights. You know, find what you love to do, because for you to go for a run, if you actually hate running, it's not going to do you any good. If you don't like lifting traditional weights, it's not going to do you any good to do them. So you need to find something you love to do. And then that way you're going to be more likely to stay with it. And that's what it's all about, is building a program that you can stay consistent at.
Yeah.
Because without consistency, you got nothing. You have to make, and you know, you don't have to do these big, massive feats all at once. You slowly chip away at these things. And then over time, 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, you're going to start to see real results, and you're going to build a habit. And once you build a habit, it becomes part of your life.
Yeah.
So I really like, that's what I really like about this program, is it's got something for everyone. One other thing you said, which is really cool, that a lot of people don't know, and which, you know, for a long part of my life, I was really bad with, was asking for help. Because a lot of these exercises that we do, like we spend so much time training. I spend probably, 20 hours a week training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm spending 20 hours a week training and I'm doing it wrong, I'm talking wrong form, anything that's wrong, I'm not going to get the most out of my time. And like we said before, time is money, right? Time is spent not doing something else, not spending with your family, making money, stuff like that. And also, it's good to switch it up, because muscle has memory. Now, if you're just doing the same thing, you find something you love to do it and you're doing it the same throughout the year, it's great, but you have to shock your muscles. You have to shock the body. You have to constantly switch it up, constantly try new things. Number one, because that's where you build growth. And number two, your muscle has memory, so it's just going to plateau. You need to shock it so it peaks. So that's what I really love about this app. Now, let's dive into... let's do a quick like 10-15 minute talk about where the guys should go that have never, they love to hunt. They love to hunt. As we all know, it's getting harder to find those elk. It's getting harder to find those big mule deer, right? You're going to have to get out of your truck. You're going to have to put boots on the ground. You're going to have to probably spend a few nights in the backcountry if you want to be successful. I'm talking come up with a hunt strategy that's going to make you successful year after year after year. So, and fitness is huge aspect of that. Let's talk a little bit about where guys who've never, had any training, they've never had any help, they just love to hunt and they want to get in the backcountry. Where can they go in the app? And let's just kind of walk them through where they can get started.
Yeah, yeah. So with this, Mountain Tough as a whole, like at our core, we just know that the most successful backcountry hunters that we know in our realm, that we've been around, grown up around, they're the most mentally tough individuals out there. And we're trying to give people a big dose of mental toughness. Now, we do that through our workouts. We're going to cue you in. We're going to tell you you're doing this so that you're strong on the hunt, so that you can. But for somebody who's starting out, my recommendation in the app is to do one of our mindset courses. Now, this isn't physical at all. So we have two mindset courses. We have a version 1.0 and a version 2.0. They're done by Phil Kornacek, who his like military accolades actually, like, you can't even list them off. He's an incredible human being, but he goes through this mindset course to give you that resiliency, or to just help you draw out those characteristics that you know you have. Because as a hunter, you have those. Like, and we know that everyone has those characteristics. It's just that they get suppressed and we get a bit defeated. And our fitness sometimes is the reason that we're defeated. We're like, we used to be able to do it, but we can't anymore. Kind of bummed about that, or maybe a little hard on ourselves about that too. So I say to people, I'm like, start with one of the mindset courses. You're not going to sweat unless one of the topics makes you uncomfortable. Maybe you might sweat a little bit, but it's going to talk about your mission and your values. And it's not preachy or anything like that. It's just like really going to make you take a look at yourself and say, why am I doing this? Why am I passionate about hunting? And how can I fuel that passion? And how can it pay off in other areas of my life? So that's a big piece for the mental toughness side. Like, that's an easy thing for anyone to do. You can go through those courses. You can go through both of them if you want. It'll give you a good look at yourself. And then for someone who hasn't like been in a fitness routine, go and do our on-ramp. It is the best place to start for you. You know, 3 days a week. It's simple movements, but they aren't easy. But you will just gain that confidence and you'll start that habit forming that you need. You need to start that habit forming. Like, that's the most crucial piece for you to continue on this path. So from on-ramp, I kind of talked about it earlier as well in the first section, but go from on-ramp then to foundation. And at that point, you're going to be able to pick a bigger program or get into one of those training blocks that you're prepared for now. So we just want to take you on that path. We don't want you to jump in, because too, with the mental toughness side, sometimes some of us who are willing to be so devastated physically like that, we'll go and do it, but your time is fleeting. So if you do it right and you lay that foundation, then you're going to have the most success, because you're less likely to get an injury. You're less likely to be so sore that you're like, I'm never going to do that again because I was so sore. How can it be of benefit to me? So ultimately, in the end, you'll embrace being sore, because you know that being sore is the growth. You're looking for that growth. And so you'll look for it. You'll source it out. You're like, I want to challenge myself so that I am. And then ultimately, the end result is being able to perform well on a hunt or on an adventure that you might go on. Heck, maybe you want to run your first 5K or 10K, and you just want to feel good doing that. I'm like, you will once you're on that plan. So,
yeah, for sure. That is a huge aspect, is your mental toughness. And we talk about that lots on this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, big goals come with big mountains. You know, that's just the reality, isn't it? And I don't care what your goals are, not just outside of hunting, in life, big goals come with big mountains. And if you want to set big goals, and I mean, everybody sets big goals for themselves, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Everybody wants to have these amazing accomplishments, but a lot of people aren't willing to do the work required to achieve them. And that's what, you know, going through this app again, I really like. And like, the entry level programs are great, but like, we're talking like, you know, these aren't just, we're talking like 3 week programs, 4 week programs, 9 week programs. So already, right, if we're, you know, we're, what is that, 15 weeks in, 16 weeks in, mm-hmm. you know, that's 4 months, right? That's 4 months of training yeah. that you're going to do consistently. And I guarantee you, if you start on these now, you know, come February, March, April, May into June, the summer months, mm-hmm. you're going to start feeling a whole lot better instantly. And now you've built up that foundation. Now yep. you can start ramping it up. And along the way too, what you're going to find is you're going to find stuff that you like to do. Now, everything in that, those programs, you might not particularly enjoy, but you're going to find things that you really love to do and you really enjoy it. And like, people are surprised. Like, I have this one guy, he's worked with me for a long time. And as he's gotten older, he's, you know, every year he's buying a little bit bigger pants.
Yes.
So he comes to me and he's like, "Hey, I need to start doing something because this is ridiculous." You know, he's my pants. If I was an inch shorter, I'd probably be a perfect circle. So he says, I gotta start changing my lifestyle here. And so we start working on, you know, just the basics, right? And then he started doing it for a year, and then he started to see the results. And then from that, he's off on his own, and he built a program that he can do himself with the time that he has. And it works for him. So that's what I really like about this is, like, you get into these programs, and like I said, we're 16 weeks in, or 16 weeks. Now we're four months into it. You know, hunting season three months away, and now we got a good foundation. We got something to build on. We can work from here. So now you go through, and then a lot of people say, you know, I don't have a fancy gym at home. I don't have the room. I don't have the money to afford all that stuff. I don't have a gym. You know, in Canada, we're a lot more spread out, and not all these smaller cities have gyms. And a lot of the outdoorsmen, they live in fairly, you know, remote places. But with the app, you don't need that. That's what's beautiful. You can get into these body weight programs. And I did one of these, man, and these are freaking awesome. Right. Again, you know, we got, you know, you could start out small. You got 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 6 weeks again. So right there, now we're into hunting season. Just by doing these two simple things, we're into hunting season and we're ready to go. There's not, you know, our confidence is more. You know that you're going to be able to get into places that last year you wouldn't have been able to get into. You know you're going to be able to carry that elk or that moose or whatever, caribou, whatever you're hunting up here in British Columbia or Canada. You're going to be able to get it out. So let's talk a little bit about the body weight programs, kind of what guys can expect to get into there, because I feel like these are great. These are really good for, you know, the working class man who's gone to work from, you know, he works 8 hours a day, he brings his kid home from soccer, or comes home, has to take his kid to soccer, he's got dinner, reading story, bedtime, but he still has like an hour to crunch out a workout and still find a little bit of time for himself at the end of the day.
Just a half an hour. I was like, I mean, we live in the social media world, so it's like, that's a big part of my work, actually. I'm like, my limit on Instagram is 30 minutes, and I blow through that in like no time. And granted, that's work, but I'm like still addicted to it, you know, as much as anybody. So that 30 minutes of scrolling can be like a very, very amazing bodyweight workout. And it doesn't come down to space. Space is an excuse. So if you have an 8x8 space, like if you have just room, a hallway, right, you can do a bodyweight workout. And a while ago, one of our podcast guests, a local Bozeman guy, he had said in one of the podcasts, he's like, "You are your best investment." And he made his reasoning for that. And that's so true for us, especially as hunters, because We'll save and we'll buy the stuff we want. We'll buy the gear we want, but we'll overlook our fitness along the way. We'll overlook our nutrition. We'll overlook our mindset because we're not willing to make that investment on ourselves. And so that's just a shift. Like we're willing to buy the gear, but are we willing to make an investment in ourselves? Because we are truly our best investment. So when it comes to a bodyweight workout, we've got so many great programs that's at our core too, is like how do we get these in people's hands? Because we heard no, I don't have a gym. We heard the excuses for long enough. We're like, let's come out with just body weight. And so that's really big. We have body weight on ramp. We have 30-30 program, 30-30 2.0 programs. Those are 30. It's a month long body weight workouts, and you can scale them to, you know, depending on where you're at fitness wise, but just putting that work in that 30 minute session. And then adding a little bit to it, we have heavy pack programs. So even if you don't have gear, maybe you've done the body weight programs, and you have a backpack. Like if you're a hunter, you have a backpack, whether it's a frame pack, old something or another that you've called out a bunch of animals, you can utilize that pack to train as well. And so that's where we'll offer that to you. And it's just a shift in thinking, because you did body weight, we've gained some confidence there. You never thought about your hunting backpack as an actual piece of gym equipment, but you can. And so that's where we'll give you those instructions in the heavy pack program, 45-70, to just go and like, just go through it. And you'll love it. And you get to use that equipment, which is really good too, because that backpack's on your back more times than just when you're hunting. And you'll look forward to going out and maybe scouting, you know, those sort of things that maybe you put off because your fitness isn't quite where you want it at the time.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. You know, everybody says, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. And the reality is you have everything you need to be successful already. Yep. You already have it. You already have it. You just have to do it. And that's the biggest thing. I did one of these things, and these are killers. And like, we're not talking just like going and doing push-ups and doing some sit-ups for 30 minutes and that's it. I'm talking like,
sweating.
Guys,
you'll be sweating. You burn calories.
Yeah. Like, I was surprised because, you know, like I said, I trained quite heavily and I did this and I was like, man, that was a good workout. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh man, this is awesome. And then, the next day I got my wife to do one with me. So that was interesting. So, but yes. I, that's what I love about these kind of neat new things is like the nuances of the training is all the same, but you get to switch it up. And like, that's why I started working with like coaches and stuff, because like just doing the same thing, not doing it properly, it equates, you know, mm-hmm. time, money spent, you know, if you're what, you know, it to me, it was just like, man, I look back at it now and I'm like, man, I probably wasted a lot of my time and a lot of my hours training by not doing it properly and not following things the way I should have done it in the process. I should have did it. I, you know, not that I would have been further ahead. I mean, and a lot of the lessons we learn in life, we learn them for a reason, right? Because, you know, yes. The best lessons we learn are the hard ones. I mean, it's just the reality, but, I love this. Just working through the app and like I said, my workout routine is pretty strict, you know, mm-hmm. So, but I'm going to work these in. But what I really liked when I started going through this was, you know, the nutrition part. And like, that's one thing I feel like I struggle with is like the nutrition aspect of it. And, you know, the supplement part of it and, you know, the vitamins I need at my age to yes. get to not just to run at my full potential, but for my body to recover. Cause let's face it, man, we get a little older. Like yeah. when I was in my 20s, man, I could go for a run and the next day I was fine. I was like, I was good to go. So like the guys that are in their 20s, man, you think it's hard now. Wait till you get to your 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and I look at guys that are in their 50s, you know, the guys that are mm-hmm. mid-50s and like, look at some of the stuff they're doing. And you're like, oh man, like ultimately, you know, you want to keep doing these things because you love to do them. I love doing this stuff. It's part yeah. of my life. It's part of my culture, right? So the nutrition is a huge aspect of it. Like, and now obviously I still need a lot of work on like other aspects, like maybe a little more sleep would probably do me good, but that's a tough one. But like, I love that. And I love looking at into these because you get, you know, you can watch everything you want and you can pick up YouTube videos and stuff like that on nutrition. But like when you dive into to some of the stuff you guys got on here, you know, it really breaks it down. Not only like, the thing is, when you're just watching a video, if you'd go Google it, you're going to find mm-hmm. a video, but those guys aren't, it's not part of your program. It's not yeah. part of your niche of of athlete, which like we said, as hunters, as backcountry hunters, we need to start thinking of ourselves as athletes, right? And so fuel is a huge part of that. And what I like about these is that it's specific to, you know, the nutritional stuff and the stuff that your meals and stuff you guys talk about in here, they're actually specific to the programs that you guys have built.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, they're not just a generic, like if you're training, you need to do this. Because if I'm running, if I'm a weightlifter trying to lift bench press 400 pounds, that's going to be a lot different than a guy who's running for a 200 miler.
Absolutely.
And the same thing, those guys are going to have a different demand, different need than we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really like about that. Just going through some of the stuff here. There's so much good stuff on here. I was actually, dude, when I got into the stuff, I couldn't believe the content in here. Like we're talking
about like the nutrition piece and simplifying it. Mm-hmm. And these are all lessons that we've collectively learned over so many years of doing this. And even if you look at an endurance athlete, a runner, you know, the people that are out there that are running these races, And I'm like, if I look back over my career, like I met Dustin, who founded Mountain Tough, at a trail race because he was in a, like, I mean, he and his wife ran everything, like literally everything. And I'll say the same for myself. I'm like, I really liked it. It was like the early days. You were kind of starting to see it pop up, but I could see where I thought that like ultra distances were going to pay off in my hunting. And I'd seen some people too that had done that here locally. And as you know, I admired them and they were successful hunters too. But what I didn't understand is that when I hit the mountains with my backpack on, then I was sucking wind. I can run further than anybody. Like I'm like, I like literally like I can do that. I've trained for it, but it wasn't specific to the hunt. And so putting the pieces together and adding an endurance aspect and adding a strength aspect actually come full circle, pays dividends in running. It pays dividends in hunting because now I put a system together that works. And Mountain Tough in the early days is a big piece for me where I'm just like, I'm not beat up anymore. Like I'm like, I'll turn around and run back after finishing this one. And I know that because the strength piece came into play, and that was preparing ultimately for a hunt, my fall hunting season that I was looking forward to, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to feel that way. And all I've been doing is running. And why am I sucking wind? Like I should be able to pack something out. So those pieces are what like we are really passionate about at Mountain Tough, because we're able to give you those tools and say, this is proven. It's been successful over and over. And then that's where, like in the early days, we tested it on so many backcountry hunters here because we're in like this little bubble. It's a funny little like backcountry hunting bubble. There's so many successful backcountry hunters here that we just tested it on them. And some of them were skeptical and some of them lost their ego through the testing, like, which was amazing, right? Because that's mental toughness. Like get rid of the ego. Like your ego's in your way. Well, everyone will preach about that sort of stuff too. But these are the sort of tools that we're able to give people through the app. And it's just embedded in our training style. And that person who goes and does this and follows a plan is able to set themselves up for more success than they can comprehend, actually. Because little 30, 40 minute, maybe an hour workouts that can give you as much like mental fortitude as running 100 miles is a really valuable thing, because running 100 miles isn't for everybody. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of resources. but what can we like consolidate down and give to people in something that they can comprehend is beautiful. And right down to the nutrition, right down to the PT that's in the app. There's PT for common ailments. And then even we call it mountain movement, but even yoga. I rode the chairlift the other weekend with an 85-year-old legend from here in Bozeman. And yeah, I was never met him before, but I'd heard of him and I happened to ride the chairlift and I'm like, what keeps you skiing? He's 85 years old and he still skis. Like, he's like, I have the endurance. I have the strength. I've always had those, always worked to maintain those. He was like, yoga is the big thing for me 3 days a week and I can be out here and I can still enjoy doing what I love doing. And I'm like, that's the coolest thing because it's a gift. Hopefully we get a hunt until we're that old, like, and hopefully we can still go do it. And those people, those are really few and far between. So what's saying we can't do it? Why can't we come out of this and be the 85-year-old hunters that are out there? Because it wasn't long ago that there were 85-year-old hunters because they had to. Maybe they didn't, man. Maybe some people didn't live that long just because of the how tough life was, but I think there's a good opportunity for us to be able to continue doing this for longer than we even think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. And you know, like I said earlier, it's one of those things. You start when you're young and you just slowly chip away at it. I mean, and I'm saying 45 is young. You start chipping away at it, and then over time you're going to build such a great habit. You're going to be healthier. You're going to live longer and you're going to hunt longer ultimately, right? So you're going to be more successful. And the thing is, you know, when we're young, when we're in our 20s, we're ambitious. But like I remember in my 20s, like to be as successful in the backcountry as I am now, I had to do a lot of stuff, and I did, like, I just wasn't like, you get more seasoned as you get older,
yes,
right? Like your knowledge is a lot better. You've already learned those mistakes, learned what not to do. And you become more patient. And I find that is a big thing, you know, getting off topic here, but, you know, being patient in, mm-hmm. in the backcountry, you know, and realizing, you know, hey, accepting the fact that if it doesn't happen today, that's okay, right? It's going to happen tomorrow, right? Like, you don't have to force it. When I was younger, I'd always force it, be like, no, it has to be today. It has to, you know, it has to go. Yeah. And like, you think back on it now and you're like, man, if I knew now what I, and the body I had when I was 20, man, I would have been unstoppable. But unfortunately, life doesn't work like that. So
that's one of the beautiful things of the day and age we're in. And just say the Mountain Tough app, all the resources that we have that we can learn these things, a younger person can learn these things and learn these lessons and get into a program and get on a plan, so to speak, to where they will have more success than we had. We didn't have those resources at our fingertips. We had to go and it was trial by fire.
Yeah.
And over the long term, over that long, like, period of time, we learned all these lessons, and now somebody can package it up and give it to you. It's just a matter of if you're willing to listen,
yeah,
and take those in. And you still have to push through, because you, being young, you are disappointed when you don't have success. But if you don't look at your failures as your biggest successes, right? Like, those are where you're going to learn the most. You're going to learn the most and whiffing, or maybe not being able to pack out as much meat as you wanted to, and getting into a situation where, gosh, like, somebody got hurt because they weren't prepared or whatever it may be. Those are the sort of things that a person can get prepared for now. And I'm like, gosh, as a younger person, if I see like a 24-year-old who's like, can just like do some of these crazy workouts and are excited about it, and then they go to the field and they're excited there, and they come back and they do it day in and day out, I'm just like, you are so far ahead. Like, you are so far ahead of me when I was there, that you're like, you are set up for success, man. Like, if you can handle all the hardships and all that sort of stuff, like, there's no stopping you. Like, you will kill everything you want to kill, and you will miss some years, and you'll come back even more on fire from that. So,
yeah,
and then
for sure.
Secretively for me, like, the old guy, I'm like, well, I don't want to let them get one up on me. Right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, I want to give them a run for their money. You know, I say that to my boys all the time. I'm like, I'm going to give you a run and set that example. And then they're passing me up, you know, they're just like looking to pass me up on some climb or whatever it may be. And then having a positive outlook when things don't go well, you know, like my 13-year-old, he just turned 13, had his first elk season. And I'm pretty dang confident in killing an elk, and he didn't kill an elk. And he had such a good outlook, because we talk about it all the time. It's like, yeah, the failures aren't failures. Like, you learn most from those. And ultimately he's like, this has just been amazing being out. And I'm like, yes, but it took me a long time to get to the point where I can teach you that. Right. So, so whatever it may be, like, through an app, trying to get that a little bit more information, listening to a podcast, like all of these that we have, it's like, take that information in, write the notes down and say, like, that's how I want to do it. I don't want to do it the way I've been doing it. I want to do it, you know, the way these guys are talking about it, or these gals are talking about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nowadays there's so much access to so much great content. And like you said, when we were younger, we didn't have this. And I remember, like, my failures at the time, they seemed like they were the worst thing ever to happen. And later on, as you get older, you realize that a lot of the things that happened that at the time seemed bad turn out to be really good. And a lot of the things that were, you know, that were good at the time turn out to be not so great. So, you know, it's all about perspective and stuff. But like, these days with podcasts and like apps like yours, it's just, you have so much stuff at your fingertips. And like, my kid, he's 12, and like, I took him out elk hunting this year too. And, you know, he had an elk tag. We seen one elk. It was a little too quick of a chance, but I remember, like, we took him out. I got the elk bugling, and like, the look on his face, and like, you know, he's, for only hunting two seasons, you know, he's killed three deer, some bears, and like he's been very successful.
Yeah.
But still to this day, he says the best day he's ever had in the bush was when we were elk hunting and he just got a glimpse of that. But just taking in the experience for him, that was the most. And that's, like you said, you know, that's, these are the things we're trying to instill on our children, on other people, right? And that's the whole reason I do the podcast is because I want to share my experiences, my life lessons, like the hard lessons I learned in life with other people. So not that I don't want them to go through it. I just want them to be aware of it, right? Like I embrace things that go wrong because I know if you take it and you learn from it, and I say all the time, challenge is just opportunity in disguise, that you just keep plugging away. And it's like these programs, you slowly chip away at them day out, day out, day in, day out. And if along the way you fall down 500 times, the next time you do it, it's going to be successful. And you're going to forget all those 500 times that you fell down, or you're going to embrace them and be like, man, that was part of the journey. Mm-hmm. That's what I love. That's what I love doing, right? That. And for me, like my process of being a bow hunter, that's what I love. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love walking up to an elk that you get down, but I love the 355 days a year of training, of being disciplined, of shooting my bow every day, of doing these, you know, putting myself into situations that are mentally tough, physically challenging. And I just love that. And I embrace it. And like, when I look at stuff that you guys put together, I just, you know, I get excited because now people who might not have an in, or they don't think that they have, they don't know how to do it. For somebody like me who's done it her whole life, it's easy for me to do it now because I've done it for so long.
Yeah.
For people who haven't done it, but they want to change their life, they want to change the direction of their life. You know, like we go through life and like we get to a certain point, and like, don't get me wrong, like it's happened to me. You get going through the same old routine day in, day out, day in, day out, and you're like, man, I just want something, like just something to spice it up a little, something to change, right? And then like, or I'm unhappy with this part of my life, but everything else is great. How do I change this one thing? I don't know how to do it. And a lot of like a lot of grown men don't like asking for help, but with like stuff like this at your fingertips, you can do it with, like, you can get help without having to ask for it.
Yeah. I'm like the last person to like reach out to customer service, you know, like think about it. And there's a lot of us that are wired that way. She's like, no, I got it. And that's the mental toughness side. But it can be a downfall too, to where you won't start something or you won't ask for it too. So, and we see that, and people talk about it more as well. So that just fitness is such a great way to just start that process, and you'll get some clarity of thought, and because you got all the good endorphin hit, like even if you do just a 30-minute body weight workout, you always feel better doing that than if you didn't. And if you get in a routine and you're like, this is my habit, and you let that go, you don't do it for a couple of days, you start to recognize you miss it. And that's a good thing. It's like, well, I've got a habit. I miss this now. I want to get back to it, and I'm going to start, and I'm going to keep pushing. And those are the big things. Like, those are the little wins that you'll get over the course of the 355 days until your 10-day hunt. And you'll go out there and you'll make more memories on that hunt because your fitness is ruled out. Like, I know I can expect to encounter some hardships. I'm not going to go home. I'm going to stick this out. I may only see one animal, and I'm going to embrace this entire thing. Like, and that's the beauty of it, ultimately, in the process of going through it. So it's just, we say too, it's like fitness just like opens up a portal. It gives people capacity to handle the actual hardships of life when they do come. Hunting is an amazing thing because we get to experience those hardships there in that little short amount of time. But if you look at it stretched out over the course of a whole entire year, there's so much learning opportunity for you as an individual. And then you'll see the transformation too. And that transformation comes through in so many ways. Fitness, oftentimes people, if they're not sleeping well at night, it's because they're not in a fitness routine and they're not exerting that effort that they need to exert. Or maybe it's their nutrition or those sort of things. But you know how much patience it takes to be a hunter Well, let's see that patience play out in real life when you're, you know, dealing with your kids and your spouse or significant other or whatever. Like, how patient are you really? Mm-hmm. You know, because if you're not patient in that setting, I'm not going to be patient enough in the actual hunting setting to see the success that you want. So those are the sort of pieces that we geek out on. Well, I geek out on them too. Obviously, listen to me ramble, but those are the big lessons overall. And fitness is just such a great way to get that started. So,
yeah, no, I agree 100%. That's that patience that you have to develop. I mean, nobody has patience. As we age, as we mature, we obviously develop more patience. And I think the biggest, like for me anyway, having kids helped me with my patience more than,
yes,
than I'm sure every dad and mother out there can relate to this, that having kids, you know, it definitely helped me with patience. And like patience, if you want to be an effective hunter, you need to have patience. And I that's one thing I know looking back on in my 20s, I definitely lacked. And then like, you apply that to all things in life, like, you know, financially, if you're financially stuck or you're in a financial grind, you can dig yourself out of that, but it's not going to happen overnight. You have to work at it. It's like your fitness. It's like anything else. It's like becoming a good, successful hunter. You know, your fitness, you have to slowly chip away at it. And like, you can't just open this app, click on it and do it for 2 weeks and be like, you know what? It didn't do me any good. Right. If that's the way you're going to approach it, I look at it as you're not serious. You don't really want to kill an elk if that's what you're doing. Like, if you really want to kill an elk, and like with the access everybody has now, like to YouTube and like to podcasts and to like, you know, Treeline Academy and like all these other great Onyx and all these other, like you can scout from home. Like 20 years ago, I couldn't scout from home. If I wanted to go scout an area.
You know what angle to expect.
If I wanted to go scout an area and see if it looked like there was elk in it, I could open a paper map, but it didn't really give me, you know, it wasn't like Google Earth. I couldn't see any trees or anything like that. You get a basic idea of a topo map. And like, if you want to really kill an elk, like really want it, you like, it is at your fingertips, right?
Yep.
You just have to be willing to put in the work and all these things, you know, doing your homework, and fitness is a big part of doing your homework. You will be able to achieve that in September if you start now, if you put in the work now. And like with this app, you dig into this app. I click on this. I've never worked out before. I click on it. I get started right there. That's your first. That's the hardest part, is getting started. Now, the second thing, biggest thing, is building a habit, right? You have to do it. You have to commit, saying, I really want to kill an elk this year. I'm going to fully commit. Do it for a month.
Yep.
And then you're going to see, like you said, if you miss a workout, you'd be like, man, I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm going to have to go work out before I put the kids to bed, because I missed my workout today. And then that's when you realize, like, man, I built myself a habit, right? And once you build a habit, you know, and once you start applying all these little things, and that's when you start to develop a routine that is undeniable. And that's the difference between successful people in any form of life and unsuccessful people, is that it's the things in between. We all start out in the same spot.
Yep.
And we all want to finish at the aim spot. A lot of people just aren't willing to do all the work in between and, you know, close that gap. But I truly feel that with the stuff available for everybody today, everybody has the ability to achieve anything they want.
Yep.
In life. Let's, you know, kill an elk in September. That's what I want to do. You have the ability to do it. You just have to be willing to do the work, because unfortunately, like I tell my kids, I can't do it for you, right? I can't do this for you. I want you guys to be successful, but at the, you know, when they fall down, I want to grab their hand and pick them up, but I know that's not what's great for them. And, you know, I struggle with my youngest. I always want to pick them up, but I'd be like, you know what? You have to pick yourself up, buddy, because nobody picked me up. I wouldn't be where I am today if somebody picked me up all the time.
Yep. I'm right here.
Yeah. I got
you. I will be right here. Like those things for us, like it's wonderful that we can talk about it when a person starts experiencing this for themselves and they start seeing the fruits of their labor, so to speak, and being able to say in that situation, this is how I respond, because it pays off in this way in the long run.
Yeah.
Like that's, that's so valuable. And hunting is like the little piece where you're going to see all that stuff pay off. But ultimately in life, that's where you see these major fruits of our labor as well. And everyone struggles with it. It's like, yes, the start and the finish, the middle is the best part. Yeah, the middle is the best journey. Part. Because if somebody out there hasn't killed a bull, their first elk, never done that, it's a fleeting moment. Like it is, and then you go, wow, the work's got to happen. And every like old timer hunter will tell you that too. And you don't quite believe them. But then when it does happen, you're like, that's over. Like that was it. Actually, it's the same with winning something or making a pile of money all at once or whatever. It's like, that's it. I'll go do it again. Right. Yeah. Because all that stuff in the middle is what makes it so valuable. So
it's the journey that's the reward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, yeah, you'll look at that. You'll look at that elk and it'll bring back all the memories. And then you'll remember like, man, that was such an awesome season. And here's where I was and here's who I would experience this with and all of that. It's like, it's never actually about like, I don't know, for me anyway, it's never about like, that was, look at that thing. It's a pinnacle. It's the biggest, best, whatever. I'm like, no, it's the flood of memories that come with it that makes it so valuable. So.
Yeah, I fully agree. And you get to share these experiences, what I really love. You get to share them with your kids. You get to share them with your friends. And like, you know, I look at back at memories of my dad, being with my dad, and like some of my best memories with my dad. And like my dad he's old school, right? He's not without love, but he's never going to tell you that.
And yeah,
he's just old school, right? No, a little different than our generation growing up. And but you know what, some of the best memories I have of my dad is when us out like moose hunting when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah. And like I have memories of my kid. I take, you know, my daughter was 18 weeks old. I had her in my backpack cruising around the backcountry. Well, both of my sons, taking them out, like their first experiences, like the first emotions I had when I took Wyatt out, and like that's my oldest son. He got his first deer. Man, like I don't get emotional like that when I hunt.
Yeah.
Anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've lost that over time. It just like, I've hunted for so long and you slowly develop a callus to it. Like, don't get me wrong, I still love it, but you don't get those emotions that flood through you that you do when you're a first time hunter. And with him, those all came back to me, and it's such a special moment. And like, I just love sharing these with people, and like, I love hearing stories about them. And that's what I love about being able to connect with guys like you and other people all over the world, is like nowadays we have the ability to connect with people, and like you realize is that, you know, we're not the only ones going through this. And like hunters, we're such a small, neat niche group, you know what I mean? And like, obviously, like any family, we have, you know, our squabbles, and in the hunting area space right now, there's probably a little bit too much of that. We don't need to get into that, but
yeah,
I mean, it's such a neat way of living. It's such a great way of living. And like when you incorporate fitness into it and you build a consistent daily routine, man, it's just such a great way to live a life, and we're truly blessed.
Yeah, 100%. Like that shared experience overall, from hunting to fitness to knowing someone is out there doing a hard workout in the morning, they're at the same time, probably, you don't even know, but that, you know, they're out there, they're in their home, they're in their basement, their garage, whatever, just grinding it out and working like you're working. Like that's a big thing to understand. Like that drives us at Mountain Tough a ton. Like we're going to continue to push and continue to improve because we know how many dedicated individuals are out there doing this, and it's paying off in more ways than just success on the hunt. And so for us, that's what we're passionate about, and getting to connect and share through all of this. Like, I mean, it's an amazing thing to be able to have that sort of understanding with somebody else. And hunting is so beautiful for that. And the more people we get on a path of just enhancing the overall experience and having a better outcome, enjoying every aspect of it, the better it is for everybody. And so I was like, you just know that, and you know that from your personal journey. So what's saying that another person can't have that same sort of personal journey? They just got to start. So,
yeah, man. And And that, and with that, with the same success, right? We're all,
yeah,
everybody can have the same success, especially in hunting. But again, you have to be willing to do the work.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Well, dude, it's been awesome talking with you. Really appreciate your time. Obviously, my listeners, we're going to put a link up to find the app, and we got a little bit of discount code with you guys. But anyway, man, I love the app. Super cool. I love things that are like this, because I just, number one, it relates to hunting, which mm-hmm. is the best thing ever. Number two, it gives guys and gals access to stuff that they might feel that they didn't have. And like I said, let's face it. I mean, we're all in our own mind, we're all alphas, and we hate asking for help, right? Yeah. So, you know, sometimes, and we need help. And I mean, like, that was the hardest thing for me, you know, with hiring a running coach and doing all this yes. stuff. It's like, I knew I needed help, and I just had to swallow my ego and be like, you know what? I can't do this all on my own. I yep. need help, right? I need to figure out and build something. So when I'm 55, I'm going to be able to hunt 350, you know, I'm going to be able to hunt those 10 days in the backcountry, because, hey man, my kids, like you were saying earlier,
yeah.
my kids are knocking at my heels. My oldest is, you know, he's 12, you know, every mm-hmm. once in a while he likes to stand up straight to me, and, you know,
yeah,
like, well, you ain't got it yet, Junior, but I know the day's coming, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm like, to be able to pass that on and model it. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Like, as hunters, we want to pass it on. We truly, as competitive as we may be to in the industry and like, yeah, we want to have success, but we are truly the most like happiness that we can have is when other people are successful and we see their success and we know how they're feeling. And for our kids to be able to go do that, let alone some kid who doesn't have that opportunity to be able to be brought in, whether it's through school or whatever, like if our kids are ingrained in it and we're doing that, man, the opportunity is so massive out there to continue this heritage that we want to. It's not going to be lost ever. And I'm like, fitness does come into play. Like, it is a piece that has to be there so that we can go and we can share these experiences for longer. And then we can make all those memories and then just pass it on. Does there be a bunch more? I don't know. In 20 years, there should be a bunch more 25-year-olds that are hard charging and able to keep it together and don't give anyone grief about what gear they use. Like, yeah. Then we'll know. So
absolutely, man. I agree 100%. Okay, brother. Thanks for your time.
Cool. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Likewise.
Okay, man. Later.